Good morning, a post-election day Wednesday morning. That means we're with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David. We got some results for you.
Indeed, and I'm not even sure if I could say good morning. I don't even know if you slept, Judy. I know I was up early, but our news team's certainly spending most of the night watching the returns come in. Give us an update on what's happened in our region.
Yeah, let's start with Congress. In the 19th Congressional District, Republican John Faso beat Democrat Zephyr Teachout. That was the race to replace Chris Gibson, a Republican who is retiring. In the 20th Congressional District, incumbent Democrat Paul Tocco easily won re-election. He was opposed by newcomer Joe Vitale of Queens. And in the 21st Congressional District, this is a district that runs from central Saratoga County to the Canadian border, first-time Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik, she won a second term to Congress. She defeated Democrat Mike Derrick and Green Party candidate Matt Funicello. In the state Senate, 46th Senate District, Republican George Amador won re-election. He defeated Democrat challenger Sarah Nicoli. She was a supervisor in the town of Palatine in Montgomery County. In the 49th Senate District, Assemblyman James Todisco, he won election to the seat being vacated by longtime Senator Hugh Farley. He defeated Democrat Chad Putman. He is a deputy city clerk. So Todisco moves from the Assembly to the Senate. Also in the Senate, in the 43rd District, Republican Kathy Marchione of Cliff Half Moon, she won her third Senate term. She was opposed by Democrat Sean Francis and a Green Party candidate named Joseph Levy. Other districts elsewhere, Republican Senator James Seward, he won re-election. And in the 51st Senate District, Democrat Neil Breslin had no opposition. He won re-election. In the Assembly, we have Kerry Warner winning re-election in the 113th Senate Assembly District. That district represents Saratoga and Washington counties. In the 112th District that represents Saratoga and Schenectady counties, this is a district that Jim Todisco used to represent. His replacement will be Mary Beth Walsh, a Republican. She was challenged by Democrat Michael Godlewski of Schenectady. In the 111th District, Democrat Angelo Santa Barbara won re-election. He defeated Republican Peter Vroman. In the 109th Assembly District, Patricia Fahey handily beat Republican Jesse Calhoun for a third two-year term. And in the 110th District, incumbent Assemblyman Phil Steck, a Democrat from Colony, won re-election over Tom Murphy. One more in the 102nd, Pete Lopez of Schoharie. He was run unopposed, and of course, he won re-election.
Judy Patrick with a rendering of many of the Capital Region races that occurred yesterday, and you can always find out more at dailygazette.com, and for fuller election results, you can also go to our website at wamc.org. Judy,
yes.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thankfully, none of those races were too close to call last night.
Right. We'll, of course, catch up with you next week. Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Thanks.
Thanks, David.